Lesson 32. Shopping made easy. First listen and then answer the question. Who was the thief? People are not so honest as they once were. The temptation to steal is greater than ever before, especially in large shops. A detective recently watched a well-dressed woman who always went into a large store on Monday mornings. One Monday, there were fewer people in the shop than usual when the woman came in, so it was easier for the detective to watch her. The woman first bought a few small articles. After a little time, she chose one of the most expensive dresses in the shop and handed it to an assistant who wrapped it up for her as quickly as possible. Then the woman simply took the parcel and walked out of the shop without paying. When she was arrested, the detective found out that the shop assistant was her daughter. The girl gave her mother a free dress once a week.
Lesson 32. Shopping made easy. New words and expressions. Once, 曾经以前。我们以前讲过 at once, 立刻马上。Once and for all, 一劳永逸的彻底的。Temptation, 诱惑。Resist the temptation, 抵制诱惑。Article, 物品东西，这个词还可以当作文章或者是冠词来讲。Ripe,包裹 ,wrap something up, 给什么打包。Simply, 仅仅等同于 only。Arrest, 逮捕 ,be arrested for, 因为什么什么而被逮捕。First listen and then answer the question, who was the thief? 谁是小偷？我们的大标题 Shopping made easy， 一定要注意购物变得方便这个句子呀，它其实使用到了一个被动语态，由于放在了标题里面，我们的 be 动词要给它省略。 Shopping is made easy。 Make 我们曾经讲过，它可以当作制造 Make a car, make a watch， 还可以当作名词品牌 What make is it，它也可以当作使役动词，比如说 make the room clean， 使得这个房间干净整洁。那我们大标题里面这里的 made 指的就是使购物变得方便。People are not so honest as they once were， 人们不再像以前那样诚实了。这个句子呢是由 not so as 所引导的比较状语从句。我们曾经讲过 as 中间呢要接形容词或副词的原级，表示和什么什么一样怎么怎么样。例如 as busy as a bee, as strong as a horse, as cool as a cucumber, 中间呢我们都要使用原级形式。as 的结构呢通常要放于肯定句当中，否定句呢我们会把第一个 as 也可以替换成 so， 那就是 not as 或者是 not so as， 要翻译成不如什么。我们以前也讲过一个 less 接原级再加 than 的用法，也可以表示不如。所以这个句子 People are not so honest as they once were， 我们也可以改成 People are less honest than before。 Once 我们课文里面的生词曾经以前啊，我们以前讲过 once upon a time 相当于 long long ago， 讲故事的时候会使用到很久很久以前。当然 once 也可以表示一次、两次、 twice 三次或三次以上，我们要使用基数词加上 times， 那么提问几次也就是频率，我们可以使用 how often。 honest 诚实的，注意这个词呢字母 h 不发音，所以一个诚实的人我们可以说成 an honest man。 同理 ,honesty is the best policy, 诚实是上策，它的名词形式呢就是在词尾加个 y。The temptation to steal is greater than ever before. 偷窃的诱惑力比以往任何时候都变得更加强烈了。Temptation, 诱惑。那么抵制诱惑我们可以使用 resist, resist the temptation. 但是如果我们要说什么什么的诱惑，我们要用 temptation to, 而不用 of。所以课文当中讲的偷窃的诱惑力要使用 the temptation to steal. Steal,偷窃，注意它的原型过去式和过去分词 steal, stole, stolen is greater than ever before。 这里的 greater than 使用到了比较级加 than 的用法。我们曾经讲过比较级的几种用法，两者之间使用比较级，比较级加 than， 当然比较级前面也可以用 much 或者是 a little 进行修饰，表示越来越怎么样，我们可以使用比较级加 and 再加比较级，表示越怎么怎么样就越怎么怎么样， the 加比较级， the 加比较级的用法。 ever before 指的是比以往任何时候， especially in large shops， 特别是在大的商店里，especially 特别是。 A detective recently watched a well-dressed woman who always went into a large store on Monday mornings. 一位侦探最近注意上了一位穿着考究的妇女，她总是在星期一的上午进入一家大商场。 Detective 侦探 recently 最近 watch 在这里面不要翻译成观看，我们要翻译成注意。Watch 这个词呢，可以当观看足球比赛 ，watch a football team， 当然也可以当作名词手表，还可以当作口语里面经常使用的 watch out 小心。A well-dressed woman， 这里的 well-dressed 是一个复合形容词，像我们遇到过的 well-designed 指的是设计的很好的 ，well done 干得不错 ，well-behaved 举止得体的，复合形容词后面修饰名词。Who always went into a large store on Monday mornings. 这里的 who 引导的是一个定语从句，指代的呢就是前面的这个 a well-dressed woman. 由于 a well-dressed woman 这个先行词在从句里面做主语指人，所以关系代词我们要使用 who. A large store 叫做大型的商场。Now on Monday mornings.一定要注意，在早晨一天当中的早中晚，我们要使用 in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening。但是如果表示具体某一天的早中晚，我们要以日子为主，要用 on Monday mornings。比如说，在一个寒冷的早晨 ，on a cold morning。One Monday, there were fewer people in the shop than usual when the woman came in, so it was easier for the detective to watch her.在一个星期一，当这位妇女走进这家商场时，里面的人比往常少，因此侦探呢比较容易监视她。On Monday, 星期前面要使用 on。There were, 使用到了 there be 的过去时啊 ,there were。Fewer, 注意它的原型比较级和最高级 ,few, fewer, fewest。我们之前也讲过 ,few, a few 是修饰可数名词。其中 a few 表示肯定有一些， few 表示否定几乎没有。 a little 跟 little 呢是修饰不可数名词，其中 a little 表示肯定， little 表示否定。 Fewer people in the shop than usual when the people came in， 在这里面我们又看到了 fewer than 比较级加 than 的用法， than usual 指的是比平时。When 所引导的是一个时间状语从句 ，When the woman came in， 当这位女士走进来的时候，那么这个句子我们也会发现，在时间状语从句当中，我们也可以主从句的位置颠倒，那就是 When the woman came in， 逗号 ，There were fewer people in the shop than usual。当这位妇女走进这家大型商场的时候，里面的人比往常要少。我们也讲过 ，as usual， 像往常一样。So it was easier for the detective to watch her. So 引导结果状语从句 ，it is 或者是 it was 加形容词 for somebody to do something 表示的含义就是对某人而言做某件事情是怎么怎么样的。这里的 easy 使用到了比较级的结构 easier。It was easier for the detective to watch her. 做这道题太难了 It is difficult for me to answer this question. 所以 it is 或 it was 接形容词 for somebody to do 的结构我们一定要掌握。The woman first bought a few small articles. 最开始这位妇女呢买了几样小商品。Bought, 注意它的原型过去式和过去分词。Buy, bought, bought. A few 修饰可数名词在这里面可以替换成 some。这里的可数名词呢就是 articles。Article 可以当作物品东西。这里的物品东西可以用 things 来去替换。所以这个句子也可以替换成 The woman first bought some small things. Article 既可以当作物品东西也可以当作文章或者是冠词来讲。After a little time, she chose one of the most expensive dresses in the shop and handed it to an assistant who wrapped it up for her as quickly as possible. 过了一会儿，她又选了商场里最昂贵的一件衣服，把它递给了售货员。那名售货员以最快的速度为她包好了衣服。After a little while, after a little time, 都表示过了一会儿。She chose, 注意 chose 它的原型过去式和过去分词 choose, chose, chosen. One of 表示什么什么之一，我们用的最多的结构就是 one of 接上最高级，后面再接可数名词的复数形式。One of the most expensive dresses. 如果后面再去考察谓语动词的话，一定要注意使用单数形式。One of the most expensive dresses 表示商场里最昂贵的一件衣服。And handed it to an assistant. Hand 指的是上交，在这里面指的是动词的用法。我们讲的 hand in your homework on time 指的是准时上交你的作业。Hand to 把某样东西交给了某个人。An assistant 交给了这里的一名售货员。Who wrapped it up? Who 在这里面指代先行词 assistant。Assistant 在你的定语从句当中做主语指人，所以我们用关系词 who 来代替。Wrapped it up 打包啊，我们以前也讲过 parcel， make a parcel of， 我们也可以用它们来去替换。Wrap it up， wrap something up， 把什么什么打包。For her as quickly as possible， 这里面我们又一次遇到了 as 的结构。那么 as 接形容词或者是副词，再去加 as possible， 表示尽可能怎么怎么样的。比如说 run as quickly as possible， 指的是尽可能跑得很快。Then the woman simply took the parcel and walked out of the shop without paying。然后那名妇女拿过包就走出了商场，根本没有付钱。Simply 在这里面可以替换成 only， took the parcel， parcel 包裹， and walked out of the shop， 走出了商店。 Without 我们讲过 without 后面要接名词或者是动名词，所以这里面使用到了 paying。 Without paying 指的就是 cost nothing， 一分钱都没有花。 When she was arrested， the detective found out that the shop assistant was her daughter。The girl gave her mother a free dress once a week.
她被逮捕后，侦探发现原来那售货员是她的女儿。那姑娘每星期送她母亲一件免费的衣服。
When she was arrested, 这里面又是 when 所引导的时间状语从句。Was arrested, 被逮捕，使用到了被动语态。我们也可以替换成 was caught, catch, caught, caught, 被抓住。The detective found out,Found, 原型 find, found, found. Found out, 找出发现。由于这里是一个动词，后面又连接了从句，所以后面的 that 引导的是宾语从句。他发现了什么呢？ The shop assistant was her daughter. 原来呀，那名售货员是她的女儿。The girl gave her mother a free dress once a week. Free, 免费的。
原来那个姑娘每个星期要送给她母亲一件免费的衣服 ,once a week, 一周一次。好，以上呢就是我们第32课的主要内容，接下来我们再收听一遍原文。
Lesson 32 Shopping Made Easy First listen and then answer the question.Who was the thief? People are not so honest as they once were. The temptation to steal is greater than ever before. especially in large shops. A detective recently watched a well-dressed woman who always went into a large store on Monday mornings. One Monday, there were fewer people in the shop than usual when the woman came in. So it was easier for the detective to watch her. The woman first bought a few small articles. After a little time, she chose one of the most expensive dresses in the shop and handed it to an assistant who wrapped it up for her as quickly as possible. Then the woman simply took the parcel and walked out of the shop without paying. When she was arrested, the detective found out that the shop assistant was her daughter. The girl gave her mother a free dress once a week.